This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're on to the second hour of the show. And it's still chilly out there. It's still cool today. It's supposed to warm up and be a nice day towards the end of it, right? We're midday, right? About 68 degrees. It's funny we say how that's going to be warm and great right now. You know, 3 or 4 weeks ago, you know, 80s were the warm temperature. Now we're enjoying the 60s. But I'm not going to lie. Those are my favorite temperatures. Easy to work. You're not dying when you're out there trying to do some things, cleaning up, all those things. So definitely, today's a good day to get out there and do some things. A lot of people were out yesterday. You know, you could just hear the lawnmowers going, the leaf blowers, just people outside yesterday everywhere. It was great to just hear those things. People taking care of their gardens, taking care of their lawns. You know, I went out there yesterday, cleaned with the blower, and, you know, moved a lot of the leaves to the woods area. You know, what I'm trying to do is create more of a area on the outside in the woods area that'll create more of a compost and stronger system down there. You might choose to take a look at putting the leaves in your garden beds, putting them on top of the vegetable garden, right? There's some people out there that'll take all the leaves and just cover their entire vegetable garden with it for the winter, throw some lime over the top of it, let it break down, and do its thing for the winter, and then till it in the spring. You know, a number of years ago, our buddy Daryl up in Vermont there and said to us, he knew a guy that he, you know, did some work for, that he would do that every year and till it every year. And it worked for him. Now, it's just about finding what works for you with the vegetable garden. Now, I can sit here all day and give you suggestions of what to do and say, you know, don't pull out the plants, don't do this because I read it in a book or I heard it from somebody. But if it doesn't work for you and you have a different way, then do it, right? What I bring to you is just ideas. You know, knowing what has worked and what other people have done, what I've read, what I've learned. But at the same time, that doesn't mean it's the end-all, see-all, right? Be-all, excuse me. We got to take a look at these things and see what works for us. So that might be one of them, where we put the leaves all into the vegetable garden, cover it out. It's part of it. Or we move them to the woods. Or we leave them on the grass and then mow them up. and then let those go back into the soil, creating our own organic matter. It's really up to you. Sky's the limit with it, because you can do what you want to be successful, as long as you're doing something, right? You know, you could just leave it there, let it cover the lawn, do those things for that for the rest of the fall into next year. But you might have some issues with the lawn going forward, right? But those are the decisions you have to make. Now, there's a lot of discussion out there of not clearing the leaves, or by cleaning the yard and leaving no leaves on there, you're affecting the pollinators. You know, it could be part of it. But I think when it comes to the pollinators, it's one thing to not take care of the leaves. It's the other to actually have plants in the yard that bring the pollinators to the yard, right? Because if you don't have anything there for them to be attracted to, then why would they be coming to your yard versus your neighbor's yard? You know, if you live in an area where there's not a lot of houses near, or, you know, they're spread out, they're not just going to come to your yard if there's nothing there. So those are things that we got to think about at the same time, right? It's not just about doing one thing to help others. It's about doing multiple things with your garden. So the debate about leaving the leaves makes sense. It does. To help protect the pollinators towards the end of the season, somewhere to overwinter. But they need to be there in order for you to protect them. So let's look at, you know, going forward this time of year, looking at perennials that pollinators want to come to, right? Planting them now, because if you look at a lot of the garden centers, a lot of their plants are on sale, right? Perennials as well. And this is a good time to put them in, because they'll focus on to the root system versus putting new leaves, new shoots, new everything, right? So these are things to be thinking about at this time of year and for future years, right? Take care of the pollinators, not by just leaving the leaves. Make sure you have the plants for them. Now, you can go online and take a look at pollinator plants, right? But some of the best pollinator plants out there, you might consider a weed, like a milkweed, right? That is a type of weed, but a lot of pollinators will go to it. Now, zinnias, lavender, coneflower, right? That's a good one. You know, one of the better pollinator perennials out there that you might be saying to me, why in the world would I plant that? It's goldenrod. A lot of people are allergic to it, right? But it is a great pollinator plant. Another one you might be thinking about this time of year would be the aster. Bringing asters into the area will help. You know, Joe Pieweed, that's another great one, right? Just take a look at some of these lists out there in order to bring the pollinators in. Now, I'm a huge advocate that we need our pollinators, right? But I feel as though when we're talking about saving the pollinators, we don't discuss all the aspects of it. We just take little snippets. So that's why I bring this up. Because there's tons of articles out there. There's tons of things that say, leave the leaves. Or no mow May. Right? Well, these are all great aspects. But they're not, you have to do something else with them to bring those pollinators there. Because if you have no pollinator type plants that attract them, they're not going to be there right away. It's going to take time, So just think about that when you're trying to protect those pollinators, those insects, those the birds, you know, those types that are pollinating your plants. Think about it. It's not just doing one thing. It's multiple things. So I just want to make sure that these are things we think about at the same time. Because it's not just about doing one thing, it's multiple things. And it's almost like in a row, getting things taken care of throughout. So yes, no mow May is a great idea. Yes, leaving the leaves is a great idea. But let's do some other things. And like I said, a lot of garden centers at this point are looking to get rid of some of the material. And it could be shrubs, could be trees, could be perennials. But this is the time of year to take advantage of that, because when you plant these plants, they're focusing on their root system versus new shoots, new leaves, new flowers. And so they could be more successful for you in the future going forward. So just some food for thought. I mean, I am 100% behind taking care of our pollinators. I really am. But it's not just a one and done. I want to make sure that's out there. It's not just a one and done. We need to think about these things. So we can discuss that and more as time goes on. But you can give us a call here at 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work. For over 75 years, Drab Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Drab Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Drab, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at drab.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Arata. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, you know, we were talking a lot about the pollinators, that type of thing. And one of the things that I wanted to add to that, and we should, when we're thinking about putting the new plants in for pollinators, we should think about adding plants that will pollinate, will flower, so the pollinators will come throughout the season, right? So not just at one point. Try to break it down so that the plants, right, have multiple bloom times. Because what that'll do is the different pollinators that are in the area at each time will bring them, right? It's not just the bees that we are looking to bring to the plants. Bees are very important, obviously, but it's not the only thing. So I just wanted to bring that in to the conversation because of the fact that I think it's just as important, obviously. So just some thoughts. We can discuss this. Honestly, this is a conversation that I think needs to be a bigger conversation out there. I know it's been put out there and a lot of people do discuss it. But I think the bigger thing is looking at it for the long term versus just saying, all right, do this one thing and it's going to take care of everything. It's something that we need to do multiple things and take care of. And part of this, too, is just planting a vegetable garden, right, is part of it. So when you think, you know, what else can I do, that's part of it, putting in a vegetable garden. Planting some plants around a foundation, adding some perennials, adding annuals, right? Annuals are key because they are, you know, we look for them for the blooms. And a lot of times when we buy annuals, they're already blooming. So we're bringing that blossom to the area, which will attract the bees, which will then help pollinate our other plants. So it's not just about one thing here. And I know a lot of you know this. But I want you to think about it when you're, you know, planting And when you're reading these articles stating, do this and it's going to help save the pollinators, just remember, it's kind of a step process. Like when we talk about the lawn, it's a four-step process, right? It's a little bit different than saving the pollinators because some people will disagree with it. But by taking care of our products, our plants, our lawns, that also helps. So just some food for thought. And I think it's important because this time of year, a lot of that discussion happens for what we're going to do next year. And so if we at least get ready for it and look at it and say, hey, if I add this, this might be successful. Just do it. Anyways, we've had some questions in regards to the lawn today. And people are also wondering, you know, how long can I plant grass seed? Well, we still can do it. There's still time to take care of it. And we could still be putting lawn seed down to start it, but we just need to protect it a little bit. And how do we do that? Well, if you heard me talking earlier, there are some types of straw, some types of hay that just won't affect, you know, won't put weed seeds in the lawn. That's one thing. You know, there are products out there to keep the moisture in the soil and keep the cold temperatures away. And leaving, you know, I go back to this, but leaving some of those leaves while you're planting a new lawn might actually be just as beneficial because it's going to hold some of the temperatures a little bit warmer if we get a frost, right? A couple degrees. So that's something to think about too. So you can still put grass seed down and be successful at this point, even though it's starting to get colder, but you just need to do a couple extra steps. Continue to water it. Continue to take care of it. We can discuss that more as the show goes on. And if you have some questions, call us at 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News.
Ugandan authorities have imposed a travel lockdown on two Ebola-hit districts as part of efforts to stop the spread of the contagious disease. The measure announced by the president means residents of central Ugandan districts can't travel into or out of those areas. The restriction will last at least 21 days. Two volunteer soldiers fired at other troops at a Russian military firing range near Ukraine, killing 11 and wounding 15 others before being killed. The Russian Defense Ministry called the incident a terrorist attack. The shooting comes amid a mobilization ordered by President Vladimir Putin to beef up Russian forces in Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's starting to clear up out there, nice and sunny today. Maybe looking at some high 60s. So, great day to get outside. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy the weather while we can. Because it looks like, you know, it's just going to get cold going forward. So, we're thinking cleaning up, getting things done. I saw a lot of people out there yesterday, you know, doing some of that initial cleanup. You know, not all of the leaves have fallen, obviously, off of the trees. They're really just starting to drop, starting to get that heavier drop at this point. You know, you'll notice it as you're going, but a lot of beautiful colors out there on our leaves, in the garden, in the yard, everything. So it's definitely a great time of year. I saw something on online the other day that was basically saying that Route 3 North, I believe, had a major slowdown because of the amount of people that were looking at the leaves last weekend, I believe it was. So, you know, it's definitely a great time if that's what you're looking, if that's what you're into, because it's awesome, awesome colors. All the reds, the greens, the yellows, etc. I love it. Now, I wanted to bring up our newsletter for multiple reasons. It's always a great source of information, but I think this one, if you are into spring bulbs and especially tulips, this is the newsletter for you because it describes the 15 different family members for tulips. Right, and you can kind of go through and say, all right, these are the ones that I like. And it's only a little bit of a list. But what I love about it is it also says, you know, how tall they're going to get. And it gives a couple options for color, for colors, for varieties, right? And the style. It kind of explains the difference in it. And so I think it's very important. If you're looking for it, if you haven't gotten the newsletter, you know, let us know. Email us. Go on to our website, and we might be able to actually forward you a new one. But anyways, those are some options. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Paul is in Lowell.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Patrick, I have a question on mushrooms in the lawn.
Okay.
I cleaned out probably, I'm going to guess, 3 to 5 pounds yesterday. And how do you stop that from happening? And I'm, you know, they're underneath hostas and everything. They're under the hydrangea bush.
Yep. So there's a couple things, right? There's no actual spray out there that will just kill mushrooms, right? Mushrooms grow for other reasons. They're not there because of they're not there because you grew them yourself. There, it's because of the conditions usually, right?
Yeah.
We're seeing a lot of the mushrooms now because of the fact that we've gotten a lot of rain in the past, you know, 45 days compared to the rest of the season. And so what it does is it means water sitting in those areas and not draining as quickly, which is something that would happen after a drought.
Okay.
Because the ground becomes very compact, which then means the water sits and doesn't go as easily through. So there's a couple things to do, right? One of those things is to use a like pelletized type gypsum, maybe a sulfur from natural alternative. That's a great one. What it does is it helps break up the compact soil that has been caused by this drought, helps allow the water to go through the soil a little bit easier. And, you know, this product is organic, so it's not going to affect anything you're doing. What it'll also do is any of the nutrients that have been trapped in that area will kind of release them, because that's what also happens during droughts, is when soil gets very compact, nutrients just get stuck and can't really go through, because the natural process is they go into the soil, they will slowly seep down, go into the plant, and then they will seep out and kind of, you know, be gone. When they just sit there, that's what causes a lot of different things. So, you know, I wouldn't even look at, you know, if you look online, you'll see different things to, you know, use it in a fungus or a disease control. That's really not it to use. This has a lot to do with drainage problems, has a lot to do with the rain we've had. It's a number of factors. And the only way to really fix that is to help loosen the soil.
Okay.
So the, you know, the sulfur from natural alternatives is an option. The other one is a Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green. Those are products that are fast acting. So once they hit the ground, they start working. It's not like a regular pelletized lime or a pelletized gypsum that can take up to 6 months to really do everything. These are products that you can put down and then usually put them down in like 6 week intervals to help break it up. Obviously, 6 weeks from now, we're looking at December, so you're not going to be putting it down again unless, for some reason, we have, you know, temperatures that are staying above freezing throughout that time period. But that has a lot to do with it. And there's no real way to, like, kill the mushroom with a spray or a pellet or something along those lines. You just kind of have to pick them, unfortunately.
So I use Jonathan Green products
yep.
all the time.
Okay.
So you said there is one from Jonathan Green?
Yeah, it's called Love Your Soil.
Okay.
It's a brown bag. It is a it's a soil conditioner, right? We're conditioning the soil and helping loosen it up. And it's
so
also
released. Go right over the grass?
Right over the grass. It can even go into your you know, your shrub and perennial beds. As
oh,
well.
Perfect.
So under those hostas that you were saying,
yep.
all in that area too.
Oh, great.
And, you know, look at it. So since we're getting the mushrooms, it's showing that there is a little bit heavier compaction. So you use it at the heavier rate. So it'll say on the bag there, usually like 6 pounds per 1,000 square feet. But since we're getting all these mushrooms and those issues, go at 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet. So it's double the rate. And what that does is it just starts acting a little bit quicker. And I would look at it and say, all right, how much square footage am I doing? And realize that you need to do it again in the spring as like a nice start to the spring. So maybe get either, you know, if you have, say you have 2,500 square feet, get a 5,000 square foot bag, get a couple of them.
Okay.
Right? So you have one ready for the next season. And these are all products that if you store them in a shed or a garage, they're going to be fine next year. It's not like they're going to go bad on you. These are all products that you can use multiple times. Just make sure you know, kind of just cover them up if you've used part of it. But they'll definitely work again. So use it as a couple times. It's really going to help you.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right, Paul, you have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I'm noticing mushrooms everywhere as well. It's funny, my kids were bringing them up to me. Like, Dad, there's mushrooms everywhere. We got to get these stumps out of here because there's mushrooms all over them. I was like, yep, I'm working on it, doing my best here. But there are mushrooms everywhere, and it has a lot to do with the amount of rain we've had basically in the past 45 days comparatively to the rest of the season, right? I think I've said it 5 times already, and forgive me, but it is something that's important. When we have a drought like this, our soil gets so compact that water sits. And that's another reason why you could be looking out there saying, we've gotten tons of rain. Why are we still in a drought? Well, because it's not going to the areas and it's not going deeper into the water table. It's just hitting the top and then moving on. And so some areas, the lower areas, are getting that water, but the other areas are not because the ground is so compact. So it's just some thoughts, and that's why I bring up that sulfur or the love your soil. They're pretty much the same thing. You know, I like the sulfur myself because of the knowledge that comes behind it, right? The questions that you can ask for at Natural Alternative, right? Calling, emailing, just going on their website, tons of information. So up to you on what you want to use, but I feel as though almost everybody could use it right now on their lawns, just based on the way the soil has been. So just some food for thought, some thought things to be going on. We can discuss this and more as time goes on. About 8 o'clock, we're going to have Karen from Natural Alternative joining us, talking about some things that we can still do for our lawn. And we'll even talk a little bit about ice melt, right? Go from there. And she always sends me some information of things to discuss. And they put a map on here with the winter outlook. And the 2022-2023 winter outlook right after it says shake, shiver, and shovel. That's pretty good, not going to lie. Straight out of the Farmer's Almanac, but it's looking like most of our area, all of New England, except partly in Maine up there, it's looking like cold and snowy. Anyways, those are some things we'll discuss in a little bit with Karen from Natural Alternatives, so stay tuned for that. But like I said, we're still in this drought because of the way our ground has been so compacted from this, right? So just got to think of it and say, all right, there's some other factors. Just because it rains doesn't mean it's fixed. Although in my town, I'd like to at least have them take a look at the way we're allowed to water, technically. They still say we're in a, you know, very extreme drought, when in fact I know it's gone down, and they just haven't changed the signs. So I was hoping they would fix that at some point, just saying. Anybody in Chelmsford listening, you know, look at it, just saying. But a lot of this rain, you're seeing your gardens looking better. Your lawn's looking better. This is a great thing going into winter, going into those colder months, so our plants can start holding the moisture longer. Our trees, our big established trees, you know, it slowed down some of the leaf drop that was out there. If you noticed early, there was a bunch of leaf drop, but it slowed down. At least in my house, it did. And that's because of a lot of the rain that we've been having. So it's definitely coming back, and this is a good thing. This is going to help our plants thrive and survive through the winter. So if you have questions, you can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We will be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your bio-advanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has micro-feed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from bio-advanced science-based solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I do believe we have a call on the line, so we're going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bill's in Rochester.
Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question on my garlic. I planted in mid-September, and the garlic has come up through the ground. It's about 10 inches high. I did mulch, but I'm worried that I might have planted too early.
Okay. You know, I don't think you have. I think you're right on the right time. We've just had some, you know, some warmer temperatures. You know, this is what's going to kind of happen at this point, because garlic should be planted in the fall, this time period, in order for it to be, you know, stronger, better for you for the next year. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, you said you've put something over the top. Is that correct already? Or
yes, I've mulched original when I first planted, and it looks to me like I want to cover more of it before it goes to bed for the winter. What are your thoughts?
So you need to do about 6 inches or so of a mulch over the top.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, depending upon what you've done at this point, you might have to add more. But 6 inches is the ideal height for the garlic for overwintering.
Okay.
It's going to be it's tall enough where it's going to protect the entire bulb there, right? And protect
right.
the whole thing. You know, the other thing is continue to, once you cover it with that 6 inches, maybe when it gets a little bit colder, because that's the other thing, right? So we don't want to do too early, because sometimes with some of the mulches that we put over, say we were to use a straw, or like a salt marsh hay, we're creating like a little hotel for the little rodents that would be looking for those things, right? A lot of squirrels out there, a lot of chipmunks, those things. So wait till the ground's a little bit colder. I'm not saying when the ground is completely, you know, frozen and you can't do anything. I'm just, you know, once we've gotten a few frosts, you have enough mulch over there at this point, I believe, to help protect it, the bulb itself until that time frame. And once we start to get a little bit colder, consistently, then you can do it. A lot of people will actually use like a straw or salt marsh hay or even just like a compost over it. But we just need to remember, in the spring, one thing that happens is it'll start to break down the straw or salt marsh hay. And so you actually, in the spring, add more straw to help suppress those weed seeds that could be coming up around it.
Right.
Then the buds will form, continue to go, and then by late, you know, mid to late summer, that's when you're going to harvest again. So it's a full year process and a little bit to it. But I think waiting a little bit, but adding more straw, salt marsh hay, one of those things is going to help you be successful with that garlic.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time this morning.
No problem, Bill. You have a great rest of your day.
I will. Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right. So on the other side of the break, we're going to have Karen from Natural Alternative join us to talk about a number of different things, what we can be doing with the lawn still, what we can be doing with the garden, and taking care of them. So stay tuned for that. And then after that, we'll go back into a lot of your questions for whatever you have for that. So definitely stay tuned for that. But we're about halfway through the show today. It's starting to warm up there out there. So definitely, if you can, get out and do something in the garden, because it is one of the last days, I'm thinking, that you're going to have that warm weather to really clean up. Do all the things that you might not want to do in the cold weather. So think about it. There's plenty of time left to do some of these things, but this is probably going to be the nicest of the days for you to clean up there. And I'll tell you, it's a lot different to clean up a yard in a t-shirt than it is in long pants, long t-shirts, etc. Anyways, we're going to take a break. On the other side, Karen from Natural Alternative. So hang tight for that. We'll be back in a few.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.